Chris, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. A little bit nervous, but just fine.
It's a little hard to introduce a person after we've been talking about them for 3 weeks. So I'm actually just going to begin by asking you some really deeper questions. Can you take a moment to have a few breaths, perhaps?
What you're hearing right now is a recording from a trial that we've been covering for our next episode. This is a person who's been forced to live on an island in the Puget Sound.
When you think back, do you have a memory of the last time that you were free? What does that memory look like to you?
Objection, relevance.
The relevance, Your Honor? There's been an allegation of selective memory. I'm probing that with this witness of the quality of his memories.
Hold up, question.
The last memory that I recall would be canoeing across the sound with my dad.
We want to play you this tape because it seems unusual for a court case. And, in a tangential way, it seems relevant to the story that you'll hear in episode 60.
What does that memory look like? What is the picture that's in your mind?
I remember as we were going by the Lincoln Park saltwater swimming pool, there's these large intake cisterns offshore, and they were completely submerged, but only about a foot under the water, and seem to recall being completely and utterly freaked out by the way they just kind of loomed out of the murk of the water. And the vanishing point into the water just kind of, it's always been something that kind of creeps me out when I see something just kind of disappearing off into the darkness of the water.
Do you ever think about today how the things you did might have affected the lives of those you did them to? How it may have hurt them?
Yeah.
Do you think that'll ever go away?
No.
We'll have the full story for you soon. Thanks for listening.